The national champion University of Wisconsin women's volleyball team is going to play Green Bay Tuesday night at Beaver Dam High School's Fieldhouse to open up a four-match spring schedule. I'm really excited to have Badger women's volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield join us to preview the matchup. Coach, a lot of buzz in Beaver Dam about the Badgers coming to town. Just appreciate the time.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad to hear there's a buzz. And, you know, it's a, I know it's a great sports area and a great sports town, so we're excited about coming.
So, Coach, what has been going on with the Badgers since you raised that national championship trophy last year and that exciting win over Nebraska? What have you been up to?
No, we got back to work. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a, you know, there's been some recognition, and we're certainly, you know, we're excited by the recognition. The celebration has been over for a while, though, and we're back in to, you know, lifting 4 days a week and practicing 4 days a week. You know, this match against Green Bay will be our first spring match. So we get four opportunities to compete in the spring, the off season, if you will. And so we're excited to get going and see what the younger kids have. Let those guys show what they can do.
Coach, I was going to say, how long do you get to enjoy that? I mean, because you obviously, you know, you want to move on to the next season. How long did you get to sit back and, I know you're still enjoying it now, but how long do you enjoy it until you start thinking about the next season after you raise that trophy?
Well, I don't think it's an all or nothing thing, mm-hmm. right? I mean, mm-hmm. we got back Sunday night and from the national championship and Monday morning, I'm back in the office and got a commitment that day. And so, you know, but we're still appreciative of, you know, and it wasn't here. Let's go work 20 hours a day. That's what mm-hmm. I'm trying to say, but there's an appreciation for what we were able to do and what those players were able to accomplish. But yet life still moves on and you know, everybody else is trying to do great things next year. And so we have a choice to make that we're either we want to get back to the grind or we can continue to pat ourselves on the back. And I think we've got a group that's pretty well grounded and enjoys that climb.
But do you feel the excitement, though, of Badger volleyball? You know, during that Final Four run, you had people, you'd go into like restaurants and such, and people would be like, hey, did you watch the game last night? And did you see what the women did? You know, kind of like a Packers/Bucks, you know, championship kind of feel, where even the casual fan was kind of swallowed up into the excitement of Badger women's volleyball. Do you feel that as a program as well, that people are really taking notice, even the casual fan?
Now, when we're in the Final Four, we're kind of in a bubble at that mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're just so into, you know, you're moving from A to B to C to D. You know, you're just so there's, you know, what is going on outside of that hotel. You know, you don't really have an appreciation for. But you know, to tell you the truth, I mean, we've sold out every one of our matches for probably the last 6 or 7 years, and you know, this is one of the great fan bases in all of college volleyball, and so it's. You know, it's not a, you know, it's not a St. Peter situation, yeah, where, you know, a lot of people don't even know where the school is or anything. I mean, this is a, you know, it's a premier program that people have been following now. You know, but I think what was amazing was the quality of volleyball, especially mm-hmm. in the Final Four, the regional round on. The level of play was probably the highest it's ever been. And a lot of that was due to just, you know, getting that extra year, that extra COVID year. So you had, you know, all the teams, very, very experienced teams. And that just brought the level of play up. And it was just captivating, captivated everybody watching.
Coach, you had a good mix of veterans and youth last year's team. Just heading into this four-match spring season, just what's your take on what your roster looks like right now?
Now, you know, we've got 12 people that will be ready to play. You know, we'll play all 12 of them up there in Beaver Dam. I think Green Bay will play all 14. And so it's an opportunity to play your whole roster that is healthy. We've got a couple people that are still working their way back from injuries that will not get any playing time. And then we've got some transfers that will join the mix, and freshmen that will join the mix once summer gets here. But we'll play them all. And, you know, some of them are names that people have already heard about. You know, I think Anna Smrek and Yulia Orzel and Jade Dempse and Devin Robinson were all players that everybody kind of followed and had impacts in the Final Four. And then there's some others that are ready to step forward. You know, Izzy Ashburn, MJ Hamill, et cetera, because we replace, you know, All-American Sidney Hilly. And so it's it should be fun to watch some of these younger players, you know, get a little bit bigger role.
We're talking with Badger national champion women's volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield. The Badgers Tuesday night play Green Bay in their spring opener, 7:30 at the Beaver Dam High School Fieldhouse. Coach, just what was the thought process of, you know, putting the neutral site games in the state? You have one at Mequonago, the one here in Beaver Dam, and I know the one in Beaver Dam, tickets sold out in less than 2 hours. They were a hot commodity. Just thought process of going to neutral sites and exposing your program, you know, out on the road.
Something we've talked about. We've done a little bit of it in the past. We were wanting to pick it up, and then COVID hit, and so obviously that kind of put the kibosh on things a little bit. But you know, I think the philosophy is we've had so many fans that come to the field house where they're traveling, you know, 1, 2, 3 hours for driving for each game. You know, this is the University of Madison or the University of Dane County. It's the University of Wisconsin, and you know, it's the entire state. And you know, and so it's been something that we've talked about doing, and we just basically just got off our rear ends and just decided to make it happen. So we're excited to take this circus on the road, if you will.
Coach, what will people see? Will Tuesday night, will it run like a normal match? Will you put yourself in situations like sometimes you see in spring games? Or how will the 2,500 people that come out to the field house, what will they expect to see on Tuesday night?
You know, it's a great question, because no matter what sport it is, when you're seeing kind of a, you know, whether it's a spring football game or you're watching, you know, a scrimmage or something with basketball or whatever, it's, you know, there's always some type of twist to it, isn't there? And so sometimes it just changes on the fly. But I think what we're planning on doing is going into this and playing an automatic 4 sets, no matter who wins. You know, it's not a best of five or anything. We'll play 4 sets to 25. And then if it's tied at 2 apiece, then we'll play a 5th set to 15. If not, then we'll call it quits. But every fan will get at least, you know, we'll get at least four sets out of the match.
Coach, what's your thought on high school volleyball in the state of Wisconsin, and how important is it to keep growing that game?
My thoughts is I think we're heading in the right direction. It is critically important to continue to grow the game. I mean, it's the most popular women's sport in the country by participants. It's a, you know, you look at every metric, whether it's, you know, Big Ten Network, the third most popular sport on BTN. It's a sport that continues to grow. You know, I was at a tournament in Milwaukee yesterday that had, you know, 50 courts at it. I was at a tournament in Salt Lake City 2 weeks ago that had 110 courts on it. You go to these tournaments every weekend, and there's just thousands and thousands of kids that are playing the game. And I would say that, you know, in Wisconsin, it's been pockets that have been pretty good. The entire state has been pretty passionate about the sport, but at a high level, I'd say pockets. And I think those pockets are really, really growing and starting to take off. I think the coaching is really improving, and we're getting kids involved in the sport at a lot earlier age than maybe we were 10 years ago.
Well, Coach Kelly Sheffield, I appreciate the time, and I know all of Beaver Dam and the surrounding area is excited to see the Badgers, the national champion women's volleyball team, come to Beaver Dam, take on Green Bay Tuesday night at 7:30. Thank you so much for the time, and we'll see you at the field house.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I'm stoked to get there.